With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth will address hundreds of military officials Tuesday in person at the Marine Corps base, Quantico, Virginia. Administration officials have released very few details about the reasons for the convening of top commanders, primarily a huge number of generals and admirals. President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed on a plan to end the war in Gaza.
If Hamas rejects the deal, which is always possible, they're the only one left. Everyone else has accepted it. But I have a feeling that we're going to have a positive answer. But if not, as you know, Bibi, you'd have our full backing to do what you would have to do.
And Netanyahu says he's on board with the president.
If Hamas rejects your plan, Mr. President, or if they supposedly accept it and then basically do everything to counter it, then Israel will finish the job by itself. This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way, but it will be done.
With Democratic congressional leaders dragging their feet, they've left a White House meeting without a deal, with President Trump and Republicans hoping to avoid a government shutdown that could come about Tuesday night at midnight. Rescue teams still searching for students trapped in the concrete rubble of a collapsed schoolhouse in Indonesia. At least 3 students have been killed, more than 100 injured. Dozens of people are still missing. Officials say the students affected mostly were boys between the ages of 12 and 17. This is SRN News. Well, most men are pro-life. However, they're rather hesitant to admit it.
A recent Gallup poll showed that 54% of men identified as pro-life, compared to 32% of women. In practice, those who work in the pro-life movement say many men are reluctant to express those views in public or in private when faced with unplanned pregnancies. Amy Ford, co-founder and president of Embrace Grace, a nonprofit that equips churches to minister to expectant mothers, tells Christianity Today, it's like they don't want to say the wrong thing and they don't take a hard stance out loud. John Cochran, CEO of Men for Life, tells the same magazine, that is not a woman's issue. That is not a men's issue. That is a societal issue.
National survey from Arizona Christian University finds most Americans remain confused about the nature of sin, many refusing to call themselves sinners. This is SRN News. A Turning Point USA's college tour is returning to Utah for the first time since Charlie Kirk was assassinated.
The TPUSA college tour is now headlined by other prominent conservatives. This Tuesday's event at Utah State University will feature speakers like podcaster Alex Clark. The event will also have a panel with Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee and GOP Governor Spencer Cox. Erica Kirk, Charlie's widow, has pledged to continue TPUSA's work.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. A senior North Korean diplomat reiterating his country will not give up the nuclear weapons despite numerous international demands to do so. Vice Foreign Minister Kim Song-yong characterized his country's nuclear weapons as crucial to keeping a balance of power. More details at srnnews.com.